And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Star Wars! Nothing but Star Wars!
I had to.
I love it.
I had to play the song. I just had to. Hey, good morning, everybody. It is Monday, the 13th of June. Our next guest on the show did indeed work. Now, here's the deal, Jen.
Okay.
That, you know, at her age, I was cavorting around Westport, being an idiot.
Right.
And, you know, probably wasting my life away.
Drinking your way through Lawrence.
Right. And all sorts of other places. Morgan Dameron was interning with J.J. Abrams and then becoming his assistant on Star Wars The Force Awakens.
A little bit different path
than
us.
Casey Native joins us on the phone this morning from Los Angeles. Good morning, Morgan. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you guys?
Fantastic. You know, this is an honest-to-God true story. When I was in third grade for a report, we had to dress up as the career that we wanted. It was like one of those career day dress-up things.
Uh-huh.
And I had written into a report that when I got older, this is honest to God truth, I wanted to attend the University of Southern California School of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. I don't know where I got that from, but when I was a kid, I was just, that's what I wanted to do. And then for some reason, the radio bug bit me. And so here I am, and then here you are.
choose your own adventure.
Exactly.
I know, right? Well, no one can accuse me of making the right calls. But very cool. You went to Pembroke Hill and kind of grew up around Kansas City and then went off to study the movies.
Yeah, that's right. You know, you and me both, from a very young age, I sort of surprised everyone in my family, you know, almost everyone's in Kansas City, you know, a variety of careers, but not really any in the arts. And, you know, from a very young age, maybe 5 or 6, I was already picking up my parents' VHS camera and running around the house forcing my siblings and pets to star in movies. And I guess I just haven't given it up.
No, that's awesome. So after Pembroke, you did indeed go out to USC, right? And lived
I sure did. Lived
that dream. And then where did you get hooked up with Bad Robot, J.J. Abrams?
You know, it's a funny story. I was interning for a company across the street my last semester in college, and they were recommending me because they were moving and they couldn't take an intern with them. And so they said, well, you know, you should really think about this company across the street. It's called Bad Robot. And I was like, oh, that's fantastic. Yes, please. Place to recommend me over there. And it's been an incredible experience. It's just the most wonderful, creative, inspiring place to work.
That's awesome. You know, someday they're going to come to us and go like, well, you should really think about going across the street. And they're going to mean the Picklemans across the street.
Exactly.
So it's, you know, there's Qdoba over there. Truda, you could do a really good job over there. So you started interning there, and then that kind of grew into working on, you worked on Star Trek Into Darkness, right, too? And then
yep,
it kind of grew up into some
I
of the
sure
movies.
Did.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, that was my first movie, you know, my first experience on set. And it was sort of where I learned very quickly, you know, in film school, you have sort of a microcosm. USC does a really good job of sort of simulating the studio system. You know, for my senior thesis film, I had to pitch my take in front of a very intimidating panel of faculty, and you know, everybody pitches and they only pick 4 projects to go into production. And I was really lucky and got to be one of those 4 projects. So then, you know, it doesn't stop there with the intimidation. Then every week you have to show in front of the whole class, your whole class of peers, everything you filmed over the weekend, and they critique it and they say what you did wrong. But it's the best learning experience you can have. And so, you know, it's neat to see that sort of simulated in school and then go and get to witness it firsthand.
Wow, that is thick skin right there.
Yeah, you know, that they say you have to have a thick skin, and, you know, I think simultaneously you have to have a big heart because you just have to keep believing that, you know, hard work is going to pay off.
Well, what's it like to go from Kansas City to reading the script for The Force Awakens and seeing your name in the script?
It's surreal. You know, my parents are wonderful, and on Force Friday, do you guys know about Force Friday? They have a day every year where the new Star Wars toys come out, and they did it last year before the movie was released. And they were in line, dang it, for Toys R Us at midnight. And I think my mom tried to convince them to give her the Poe Dameron cutout at the store.
She's like, I can show my driver's license. I can prove.
Exactly. I can prove I need this in my home.
So when did you find out that your name then was going to become part of the Star Wars universe?
You know, I was proofreading the script, as you do in a supportive capacity for the movie. And there it was. Very early on, he shows up very early on in the movie. And I thought it was a placeholder at first. I didn't think that it was going to go on to actually be a name in the film and now in the franchise, you know.
Yeah.
It was really surreal and so exciting. And I think, you know, mainly just to make my mom proud, which is what we're all trying to do, right?
Exactly.
Now, see, this is the way that we think here. They're like, oh, well, we're going to pay you in a script nod. We'll just pay you in your name. So there you go. Like, that's how we would be used to things. Like, oh, money. Yeah, but we'll name a character after you. That's cool. So there you go.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Morgan Dameron's our guest here on the show with Jen and Truda. And the reason that we had you call up today is that you are actually, as a Casey native, coming back to Kansas City with your hopes to produce and to even film a feature movie here called Different Flowers. So tell us about that, because you have a Kickstarter that has about 16 hours left in it.
We sure do. The clock is ticking. Well, you know, they always say that you have to make something that, you know, no one else can make, that is your story. And I really believe that my story is Different Flowers. It's a story about family. It's about figuring out what your heart wants and if you have the guts to follow it. And it's a story of two sisters. It's a bit of a road trip movie. It's a dramedy. And we're coming back to shoot it in August in Kansas City. And the community has been amazing. The outpour of support already has been fantastic. And today's the last day of our Kickstarter. We're trying to raise funds. We've surpassed our initial goal. And now we're trying to raise funds to get an amazing camera package and to have a little bit of money to hopefully get some original music for the movie, which, you know, as you guys know, you can't really watch a movie without awesome music.
True.
You know, it's an integral part. So we have 16 hours left. You know, we've had a campaign going for a whole month, and everyone's already been amazing. But today is the final day. It's the last push, so it's exciting to be here sharing that moment with you guys.
And so how can people find that to help fund this?
All you have to do is go to differentflowersmovie.com, and it takes you straight to the Kickstarter page.
Awesome.
Very cool. Now, I've asked this of every director that I've ever had on my show over 20 years of radio, and it's everybody from Sam Raimi to you know, whomever that we have talked to on the program, but nobody has taken me up on this yet. I would love to be just a voice on a radio in a movie. You don't even have to pay me. I'll just be that guy when the alarm goes off.
Yes.
They're like, hey, good morning. It's 6 o'clock. Hey.
Hey, that's
so
great.
So, you know, I'm not saying, but I'm just saying.
Hey, I'm going to have to keep that in mind because, you know, we can get all the help. We need all the help we can get. We're really trying to tap into the awesome filmmaking community that I grew up in Kansas City and, you know, use as you know, much help as we can get. I mean, we've got some extra scenes if people are interested in being an extra. We, you know, obviously want to, you know, utilize local talent both on the crew and in the cast. So if people are interested in that, they can go to differentflowersmovie@gmail.com and shoot us an email. Let us know what you're interested in. Brian, you better hit us up so I remember.
Oh, that's it. We're going to send our tape in.
I'd be happy with a non-speaking role. I could just be like girl in the corner.
Right.
Oh, yeah. So
well,
glorious.
Yeah, that is awesome. Well, Morgan, hey, we appreciate the time this morning, and we're going to send everybody there. And, of course, everybody check that out and give some money because, this again, it helps the community here as it's growing and it's a burgeoning film community. A lot of artistic, creative people here that go on to do big things, and it's really great to give back as our city begins this renaissance of people wondering, hey, you know, we have stuff to do here. This is great.
Absolutely. You know, we really are. It feels like a renaissance for Kansas City, and we're so excited to be a part of it.
Morgan Dameron, everybody, congratulations on the success so far. Best wishes to you, and really can't wait to talk to you some more about the film. We'll have to get you back on when you're here in August to tell us how it's going.
I would love that. That would be fantastic. Thank you both for having me on this morning.
You bet. And I'm collecting that tape in the corner. We're going to send that to you.
Yeah, better practice up.
We'll work for donuts. That's
right. Craft Services is our friend.
Right.
So, all right, Morgan, take care. Thank you so much.
Hey, take care. Thanks so much.
This show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.